There's Edgar Winner. Free ride. It's 732, 93.3 KZOZ. Everything the Rocks. Good morning. It's Jeff and Jeremy. KZOZ.com, your home for Pigskin Picks 2010. Get over there. Get signed up. Today we add our first weekly prize. And standing by, Dave Lamb, tailgatingideas.com. Jeff was telling me this morning that you customize each and every grill that you send out with the tailgating grill that we talked about last week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a technique that I kind of learned from the actual grill manufacturer, that you're able to take the pieces apart, and will the parts and pieces that don't get hot, you can customize, and you can make any color that you want. You know, as long as you can, you know, as long as somebody can dream up the color, you can put it on there.
Is this hand painted? I mean, is there painting involved?
I use spray paint.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know when you hear, you know, spray paint, it sounds like, oh, well, it's, you know, it's cheap spray paint or whatever it is. But it actually is better than actually going out and buying some sort of regular paint and then trying to put it into a paint sprayer or something like that. Because you want it to look smooth, and you want it to look like, like a car. So you don't want any brush marks or anything like that. And usually spray paint works the best. And I'm actually taking my Chargers grill that I've customized, and I'm actually going to be taking that one apart, and I've actually found some heat-resistant paint that's actually heat-resistant up to 1,500 degrees.
Wow.
There's no way a propane gas grill is going to be 1,500 degrees or higher than that, because, you know, then you have like a massive grease fire, and then you got a bigger problem on your hands.
Is this? I'm worried about you, Dave. It sounds like this is becoming an addiction.
No. I mean, what I'm doing is I'm actually going to be taking some heat-resistant paint, and I'm going to be painting the lid of my Chargers grill white. And then I just actually yesterday ran out with my daughter and got some stencils, and I'm actually going to be like doing the three-toned colors of the official Chargers lightning bolts on the side of it. So it'll kind of look like a football helmet, you know, with the white shell.
Right.
And then, you know, the lightning bolts on the side. But I'm doing it on my grill before I actually do it on any of the other grills that I send out to people that, you know, want a price quote or whatever, just to make sure that I can do it correctly. It's kind of like, you know, experimenting on yourself before you actually, you know, doing surgery on yourself before you actually do it on a patient.
Okay, what if this becomes hugely popular, though? And, I mean, you're one man, and you only have so much time. What if it becomes popular to the point where you can't keep up with the orders of the customizable grills?
That would be a great problem to have.
Oh, sure.
Because there's always Craigslist, and then you just say, hey, you know what? Who needs a job, and I'll show you how to do these things.
For some reason, I'm picturing something like Orange County Choppers, where you start off with just like, you know, a San Diego Chargers grill, and next thing you know, you're building fire truck grills, you're building, you know, tank grills, you're doing all these different theme grills for different organizations all over the place.
That would be awesome. I mean, that would be really, really cool, in the fact that, you know, you just bring in a staff, and, you know, teach them what you know, and you know, and then away you go. But you know, for right now, because they are all custom jobs, and because they all are kind of, you know, I just use one type of grill. It's the Margaritaville tailgating grill. I only just use one type of grill to be able to customize them. You know, I can kind of keep up with them as they come in. I mean, I've actually had to do three grills. I've actually had three orders come in within like a day or so. So I just got three grills and just took them all apart, and I just labeled each piece that says, okay, this is a Kansas State grill, so this piece needs to be, you know, this piece needs to be purple. This is a Washington Redskins. This needs to be burgundy. This needs to be, you know, you just got to keep track of like which colors go with which grills, and, you know, you don't actually paint the same pieces, you know, the two colors the same or something like that, and then you have to repaint them or something like that.
I'm just worried that you're going to have a problem, and you know, you get to these, some of these interstate rivalries, like say a Kansas and a Kansas State, and then you go all royal blue instead of purple on somebody's thinking it's Kansas, and then you don't get the right information, then you send out the wrong thing, and then all of a sudden, whoa, the Jayhawks got the Kansas State grill, and how do you deal with that situation?
Yeah, I've been lucky in the fact that I've been able to keep things pretty straightforward, in the fact that I'm like, you know, hey, this one is going here, this one's going there. I luckily have not shipped out a grill to the wrong location, because that would be bad, because trust me, these things come in a pretty good sized box. I mean, it's a grill with the swing arms, so they're about 91 pounds. So it's like when I bring them into the FedEx, they're like, oh geez, here comes this guy with another, you know, one of those stupid grills. So trust me, if I accidentally put the wrong address on one, and then I had the person like have to ship it back on my FedEx number, and then I had to give them their real grill, you know, that's a pardon me, that's a lot of making FedEx rich and happy, and me pretty sad. So I usually keep pretty close eye on where they're going.
All right. So the tailgating grill is part of the grand prize, and when you sign up for Pigskin Picks and you win a weekly prize because you're a top week qualifier, you get entered in for the grand prize. But every week we're going to be giving away weekly prizes to people that are the top qualifiers. So what are we introducing in week number one?
Well, in week number one this week is called the Drill Blender. And what it is a lot of people like to have blender drinks, margaritas, pina coladas, whatever it is, at a tailgate. And the problem is because you're out there in the middle of a parking lot and there's accessible electricity is pretty scarce, most people are resigned to having to bring a generator, which is loud, it's noisy, it's big, it's bulky, you got to go buy, you know, unleaded gasoline for it. And generators are usually they're usually more high maintenance than the prom queen. I mean, they're usually just very temperamental, and you got to be able to keep up on them and change the oil and the spark plug and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So this is an easy way to have blender drinks at a tailgate party, where what you do is most everybody has a cordless drill around their house to do home improvements, put up shelving, you know, whatever. So with this, it's an attachment, and it's an entire system where, if I can describe it, and if you go to the website, and I'm sure you guys are linking out
to
it.
Yeah, we have a link right now at jeffandjeremy.com.
What it is it's a handled, like a sippy cup, but it's a pretty large one, where you put ice in there and whatever drink mix and alcohol you want to make, say like you're making margaritas. Then it has a special blender attachment that kind of looks like the bottom of a regular home blender. But you put that on top of the sippy cup, and there's a special attachment. It's like a drill bit that goes into your cordless drill. And you just attach it into the bottom there. You hold onto the handle, and you turn on, you put your drill on the highest setting, the fastest rotation, and it will literally make drinks with your blender. It will make blender drinks and chop up ice just like a regular home blender.
Really?
Using your cordless drill. Now, the only catch is you have to have a cordless drill that turns 1100 RPM or better, which is normally most 18-volt cordless drills. So it's not like you have to go out and you have to buy one of these specialty construction, high-grade drills or anything like that. It's like if you go into any one of your local home improvement stores, and if you have an 18-volt drill or higher, most of those, I would say 99.9% of those, turn at 1100 RPM or better.
So, wow, I was going to say 1100. I was just reading it. A minimum of 1100 RPM is what this thing will do. That's awesome.
And the thing is I made the mistake of thinking like, oh, yeah, my drill is, my drill probably turns that fast, no problem. And it was like, I think I had like a 14.4 or a 12, and it only turned at like 600 or 700 RPM. So I was like thinking, man, this thing doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work as advertised, which it was more operator error than it was, you know, the actual product not working correctly. I was using the wrong equipment. So if anybody's out there wins it or wants one to buy one on their own, you got to make sure that you got to have a drill that turns at 1100 RPM and it works beautifully. I mean, you will probably have some very small M&M size pieces of ice left over, but it mashes up ice and it blends a nice little margarita right there in the middle of the parking lot. So instead of going out and buying a $200 or $300 portable generator, sometimes those generators can get a hell of a lot more. You go out and you have your cordless drill, and the best part is when you're not using it tailgating, because most people when they buy a generator they only buy it for tailgating, so it sits for a few months before you actually take it out. Here, if you treat yourself to an 18-volt cordless drill, you can use it around the house during the week.
Sure.
And then on the weekend, when you take it out tailgating, you can make margaritas.
I even have one of these things. And the thing is, I've seen these other different types of blenders that people try to take tailgating. Like, I had a friend who had one that somebody converted a weed whacker engine into some sort of a blender contraption. But it was huge. It was bulky. It weighed like 15 pounds. You fire the thing, it was like, wah! I mean, it was really loud. It was gas. It was exhaust everywhere. Sometimes the thing wouldn't start. This is like so easy, and it's very compact. I mean, it's not going to take up any room.
And in all honesty, I mean, for the environmental people out there, I mean, it's quote unquote green in the fact that, you know, you charge the battery and you're not putting out any kind of exhaust like you were mentioning. I've actually seen people converted chainsaw motors into blenders.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool in the fact that, and I'll tell you this, I mean, for those people that want the wow factor, if you're looking to attract people to your tailgate and try to draw attention to yourself, it doesn't make a whole lot of noise where it's going to wake up the entire parking lot, but, you know, within your general vicinity, when you're chopping ice, it's going to make enough noise out there. So people are going to kind of turn like, hey, what's that noise over there? It brings women to your party, to your tailgate, like, I don't know. I mean, you might as well have opened up a shoe store. I mean, the women will flock there because...
And that's what the subject line is at jeffandjeremy.com for the drill blender. It says you got to have something for the ladies at the tailgate. And right there, we got the drill blender.
Anytime I've ever broken this thing out at the Chargers tailgate, you know, I'll be whipping up some margaritas for whomever at the tailgate party. You know, hey, you know, some guys like those too. You know, not to stereotype everybody, but it never fails. I'll break the drill blender out and start making up some margaritas or whatever, and it never fails. As soon as I turn the thing off, it's like I'll always get like two or three stragglers kind of wandering over, and girls will be like, "Hey, are you making margaritas with a drill? Is that the coolest thing, like, ever? Can I have some?" I'm like, sure, here you go. And then, like, they're kind of like the scouts. They always kind of, like, send over, like, two or three.
Right.
Yeah,
And then the rest of the girls, like, they go back to their tailgate with their little red cup in hand, and they go, "No, seriously, look, this guy, you know, taste it. It's a great margarita." And then the rest come over. So it's like, you know, if you're a guy that's looking to have some, you know, female companionship at the tailgate party, get yourself a drill blender, and you'll attract some attention.
Well, and it's portable and mobile. You don't have to, like Jeremy was talking about the weed whacker. You could send, like, what we would do in the past is whenever we tailgate, like, it's always a bunch of, you know, us guys that look like we belong at the bar in Star Wars, and then we have one guy that could actually pull some game. We would send him out to the other tailgates to try to bring back the chicks. Well, if he goes out with the tailgating blender in tow and then is mixing up margaritas, that, oh yeah, we got more supplies back at the ranch, he brings them back to your tailgate party, and it's fun to be had by all.
Yeah, you could start like the tailgating the drill blender like parade. You get like three or four guys out all, like, you know, blending as they walk from tailgate to tailgate. Yeah, we're down here by the bathrooms, just take a right there. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
ladies.
I mean, it's genius. And I'll tell you this, I mean, the one thing that attracts men to your tailgate, so ladies who are out there listening, is the grill that attaches to the back of your car. I mean, when you have, you know, a full size grill that swings away from your car and rides on the outside of it, you know, guys will come over and be like, "Wow, that thing is really, really cool." You break out the drill blender and you start making up some pina coladas using your power drill. That brings over the ladies for sure.
All right. Well, great talking to you, Dave. And you can win this if you're a week one qualifier. And we also have one of these going into the grand prize as well. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right, very cool. Well, there's Dave Lamb. And if you want to buy one of these things so you can get it ready for your tailgate thing, you don't want to try to win it, you want to make sure you get one soon, go to shoptailgatingideas.com, and you can find out more there. Also, there's a link right at KZOZ.com. We'll talk to you next week, Dave.
All right, thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
All right, there he goes. Dave Lamb, tailgatingideas.com. Pigskin Picks 2010, KZOZ.com to get signed up.